This month, Vassar College and New York Stage and Film Summer Powerhouse Season in Poughkeepsie, New York will present two fully staged productions, three musical theater workshops, two inside look workshops, and a number of readings. In addition to all of that, their training program is in full swing. Ed Cheatham is the producing director of Powerhouse Theater at Vassar. Ed, welcome back to the roundtable.
Thank you, Sarah. It's nice to be here.
You're here all the time. You're at Vassar.
Correct. Yes.
And how does the summer theater, New York Stage and Film, coming in and Powerhouse working up, how does it affect the rest of campus or the rest of the activities around?
That's a great question. I think you notice when Powerhouse leaves in the summer, in a sense. It gets quiet after reunion, et cetera, and then kind of Powerhouse comes in and the other summer programs. But then when Powerhouse goes, you're just like, where did everybody go? Because you see people all summer long that you're like, oh, they don't go here, right. You know, they're actors and directors and writers and stuff. And then I think during the academic year, I do different things to try to, keep the dream alive, basically. It's so busy here in the academic year. It's amazing how much stuff is going on here every single day. But I know people, who work here, whether faculty or staff, who always sometime in the spring or January say, so what's coming up? I'm like, don't ask me that question.
It's too early, I'm not ready.
I think it's definitely noticed for sure.
I want to talk to you a little bit about the training program that is part of the season here. Where should we begin with that?
I think the place to begin with it is that it's always been part of this endeavor. And I've been around it for a very, 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 very long time. This is my 20th season overall over the last 32.
No way.
Yeah. in various capacities. But the training program has always been here, and it's part of the whole project. So I think that's something that people should know. And that it's an incredibly rich experience for the students who go through it. Like, I can say that personally because I've done it. Because I was an apprentice at one point in time. But I also know what it's like to watch what happens in the five-week period that we have the students here and how they almost transform before your eyes from the day you first meet them when they get to campus to that when they have their audition to place them in all the projects that they're going to do to that last day. And you're like, how did they do that in this short period of time? Yeah. But a day at Powerhouse is like a week. That's what it feels like because you're packing so much in every single day.
What productions are the trainees working on this year, the apprentices?
They're going to be doing Mrs. Dalloway, Virginia Woolf's Mrs. Dalloway, which is being adapted by Mark Lindberg and directed by Mark. He's been with us. This is his 10th summer. He emailed me back in the early winter and said, I have this idea about adapting Mrs. Dalloway. I was like, well, that's a great idea. So, and he's like, this is how you get the rights. and we did. They granted us the rights to do it, which right. is because it's an original adaptation. So he was super excited to be able to work on that. And I think that's a really exciting part of the program, that there are those opportunities for writers like Mark and others who come and work within the training program itself and create new work with these students. As a student, you take that with you, that we're able to accomplish that. So that's one of the projects outside at the farm. Taming of the Shrew, directed by Andrew Willis Woodward. Their work on other pieces, one is sound painting in the Art Center. Emily Mendelson, a longtime director, faculty member, is working on a project called The Price of Salt, which will also be done by the apprentices. Those are like their four main projects. And then they're also doing all kinds of other stuff, or student-generated part of their classworks and assignments and their final projects where the writers present a good chunk of a piece of a play they might be working on. They all work on one play by taking different pieces of it. They do a lot. And they're in classes for 4 hours a day and they get master classes and there's a lot happening. And that's just the training program.
Right.
We're doing 6 to 8 projects within the training program in 5 weeks and on our whole professional side, it's 20-ish in 5 weeks. Like that's the thing that I think part, like going back to your earlier question, I think people are like in August they go, is it over? I'm like, yeah, it goes like that.
Yeah.
It's super fast.
Well, I mean the readings festivals have a bunch of readings on a weekend and
yeah, so
but
it's five readings. Yep.
So much work and thought went before that. It's crazy.
Yes. Yeah, and you know, you have five readings, and they have five casts, and five directors, and five writers, and you just sort of keep multiplying that, and it's extraordinary the amount of work that's accomplished in a very, very short period of time.
Can you tell me more about sound painting?
Sure. So when I talk about it with students who I'm recruiting, it's a gestural language, you think of sort of a sign language. But it was developed specifically for performance by a composer, Walter Thompson, in the mid-70s. It was part of the new jazz movement as a way to communicate with his ensemble. It's been around for a while, but over the last 10, 15 years, people have expanded it, and we've focused it primarily on theatrical work. So it was originally brought to my attention by Tomi Sunuda, who has worked with us for many summers. She's not here this summer. And I didn't know what it was, you know, and she probably tried to explain it, but I didn't quite get it until I saw it, and I was like, what just happened? I think they're all starting from zero in a way, because they have to learn this language, and then they take that language and create story out of it, and then are able to articulate that out to an audience while being conducted by someone. So there's the person in the room who is literally conducting them, who they are keeping an eye on, and whatever that gesture is signals something to them that changes the rhythm, the tone, the volume, the actual piece of it itself. It can change right before your eyes. So whatever they've worked on might switch all of a sudden. It's nothing is set in stone. It's very improvisational. It's fun. It's really fun.
And here at Vassar, it happens at the Francis Lehman Lombard Center in the galleries? Or
yeah, in the gallery. We've been partnering with them for the past several summers. It's been awesome. I think after that first summer of doing it, and it was around then that Vassar started the late night at the Loeb, and I thought that would be a fun project to do just this summer.
Right.
And we got permission to do it, and we've been in there ever since, and it's people look forward to it. I was actually in the Art Center last Thursday for a late night, just kind of randomly. I was still here at work, and I was like, I need to get away from my desk. And I was walking through, and I heard people saying to one of the women who works there, is sound painting here tonight? And I was like, success. You know, so yeah. People really look forward to it. It's a really interesting part of the season, and we get people who are our regular theater goers who come to see the stuff in the Powerhouse or the Martel or the Shiva, or go see the stuff that the students are doing at the farm. But it's part of like what they do, and you see them come every week to see this project. And you know, then there are the people that just kind of wander in that don't necessarily know what's happening, who are there, and they're just like, what is this? And it's really cool. But people do look forward to it. And fortunately, the Art Center has been really generous in letting us still play there among the Picassos.
Right. Don't kick the calder.
Exactly. Don't kick the calder. Hands off the bacon, you know, that stuff, yeah.
You've mentioned the farm a couple times. Mm-hmm. What is that?
It's the environmental cooperative at the Vassar Barns. Another chunk of campus is an ecological preserve where it was a working farm at one point up until like the mid-50s, I think. So there are still these old barns there. One of them was a cow barn. We have kind of co-opted that courtyard space that the cow barn makes to do theater in. And it's been a really, really cool place to work. We used to do stuff right out here. I'm pointing to this very giant tree out in front of the library. We did work out there for many years, and then we started doing it at the amphitheater on campus, because Vassar has an amphitheater, which is actually where the commencement happens. Mm-hmm. So we did it there, but then when we had a lot of construction going on with a new science building, we moved out to the farm, and it's been really, really great. And this year they renovated a whole section of it. So there's actually running water and indoor plumbing for the first time. It's really exciting.
No, that's important stuff that you miss when you don't have it.
Exactly, and we have a place to perform inside that's literally right next to the space where we're performing in case it rains or something like that. It's a really interesting space to work in, and I love that there are no frills. There's no, you know, we're not building a stage. We don't put a platform down. pretty much the biggest design element is costuming, mm-hmm. and then maybe some props of chairs or that kind of thing. But there's nothing built. So it's all very portable. It can easily be moved in the event of rain, but also frees up people. It frees up actors. It frees up directors to really focus on the project and getting those students to a certain place. I, having directed outside here, loved it. It was one of my favorite things to do. I mean, one of my favorite projects that I ever did was the Seagull that I directed. And I didn't have it, you know, I had five chairs or something like that, and that was it, you know, and some costumes. It's kind of freeing, you know, you just, because you can do theater anywhere, and that's something I like to translate to the students who are doing this program, you know, because, you know, you're going to finish your schooling or go somewhere, whether it's New York or Chicago or LA or Portland, and you don't have a big theater to perform in. Like, if you're going to get together with people and try to create work, you're going to do it in non-traditional spaces. What could be more non-traditional than that? Courtyard of a former cow barn. So I think, you know, it helps sort of kind of prep people, but also I think the thing about theater that I like is that it really is, you can do it anywhere and you don't need a lot of stuff. You need a story to tell and people to tell it and an audience to see it. And that's it. That's it.
Ed Cheatham, producing director of Powerhouse Theater at Vassar. To learn more about Vassar and New York Stage and Film's Powerhouse Theater season in Poughkeepsie, New York, visit powerhouse.vassar.edu. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.